Did you all hear recording in progress?
Yes.
Okay. That's why. Yeah. Okay. Good. We're good.
Okay. All right. So I guess we will go first through the acceptance of the minutes as Marianne presented them. Does anybody have anything they want to bring up?
No.
Okay.
My motion we accept.
I second.
Okay. Let's see. I stopped at the post office box the other day, picked up mail, ended up Bill informed me that there's two let me see, what was it? The two website domains were just basically junk mail. And then I did today, this morning, mailed the check to John for membership dues. But that was all that was in the mail over the last, since the last meeting. So I guess we will move on to old business. So the first thing on there is the AGM, which, of course, we have at Grace United Church on November 19th. So is anybody going to come early and help set up?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah. What time is the dinner planned?
I thought, was it 5:30? Let's see.
All I had on the event thing was 7 was the meeting, but so tell me what time, because I'm putting out a thing tomorrow on all the events for the fall. So is it like dinner at 5 and meeting at 6 or what? Just
let me look here, because I did start working on that event paper. So where did I put that? AGM.
What time did you get the hall for?
We have the hall the whole day, all evening. It's
starting when though?
Noon.
Oh, okay.
we have it whenever we need it. We have it.
Okay.
Yeah. We just need to know like when we're gonna be there. Sorry.
I have on my event proposal.
The table preliminary. Sorry about that. Did everybody freeze or is it just me?
It's just you.
Just you. So I had on the sheet 6 p.m. to 9:30. I went with what I'd seen on previous. So. Does anybody
have want to get there about 4:30, Jackie?
That would probably work.
So because the tables are already. I'm sorry.
And I was just going to ask what time you wanted to start the dinner and what time you wanted to start the meeting. Do you want to do 5 and 6 or 6 and 7? Just because we did it that way in the past was because we had to pay for a rental at certain times.
Okay.
So we don't have to do the same thing, just whatever's convenient. If it's easier to have it earlier, 5 and 6 rather than 6 and 7, that way people can get out and go home.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it starting at 5 p.m. I mean,
yeah, that'd be good.
And that would mean we'd be able to get out early because we would eat, what is it, usually about, an hour?
Yeah, I would say leave an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then start the meeting at 6 p.m.?
We're going to start opening the doors, so to speak, at 5-ish. Jackie, whoever wants to come. The tables are already set up. We would just need to put tablecloths on and then, arrange whatever we're going to do to arrange as far as where food's going to go or any, displays or anything. The tables are already set up, so it's very minimal setup. The tables are round, so we can use our existing round tablecloths or we can get them. Jackie, up to you. But I I'll plan on being there at 3:30.
Okay.
To help set up, and I'm sorry. I have a pest in my midst. If that works. Okay. And I will also let Rob know that that's the plan, that we plan to be there at 3:30 to set up. Dinner is at 5, the meeting's at 6, and we'll be done by, we'll be out of there by before 9. Sorry. You're being a pest.
Yeah, I mean.
Does that sound reasonable?
Well, we got a breakdown, so how about we say 9:30? And if we get out earlier, okay. We get out earlier.
Yeah. Well, very little breakdown other than
we need
cleaning up.
Again,
we don't have to
leave the place where we found it.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, John.
Can I make a suggestion? If dinner's going to be at 5, why don't we open the doors at 4:30?
That's fine. That is perfectly fine. Okay. Let's see. So for food, are we going to do chicken again? And because we usually do it as a potluck. So do we want to provide drinks and the chicken?
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good with everybody? That we'll provide mm-hmm. drinks and chicken?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jackie, do you want me to plan to pick it up at Trout's, or do you want to pick it up from another location?
No, I mean, I think Trout's is good chicken. I mean, everybody seemed to enjoy it each time.
It is good chicken. I will plan on picking up chicken. Just give me an idea of how many pieces you want, and I'll order.
Okay. We'll have to figure how many.
I can send it. When I send out the message for the events, I'll make sure we have an RSVP.
Awesome.
Give us an idea. It won't be accurate, but it'll be closer than guessing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay. Let me see. I mean, I guess that's all we that's what we'll touch on for now. I have some more stuff with that would be tied into the AGM a little later down the list. Of course, we had tabled the bagpipe lessons for SASM members until we hear from Macmillan, and we still, from what your report says, we still haven't heard from them, but they've been out of town. So yeah. Hopefully we'll hear something soon. The Irish Festival, John gave us updates with tickets. We have those 4 tickets left, John?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then we just need to decide what to do with those 4 tickets.
I can just hang on to them until it gets closer. And,
okay.
You know, if somebody pipes up and says, hey, I missed the boat. Is there any chance you might be able to say, yeah?
I think just let John take care of it.
I'm not sure in Iceland or something like that.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with John taking care of it. Okay. All right. So we were going to bring up at this meeting the Havoc de Grace Winter Festival and whether we want to attend or not. The early registration deadline for that is November 15th. After that, we have to pay a higher rate. So has anybody thought on that?
That's the January run?
Yeah, it's like a whole weekend. So it'll be going back and forth or whatever. I've never been to it, and it's a little bit of a distance.
Is that something? Bang worth the buck for us? Meaning, you know, it's a long haul out there. I mean, I know we go lots of places that are, out of the way. but I don't know if people, if we would draw an audience from that area.
Yeah. And do we have people that are willing to work it? Because we need to be there. And they had, they make you set up in the middle of the day on Friday. So that's a little bit of an issue for those of us. Anybody that, you know, you have to get out there.
This is just my personal feeling. I don't think it's worth the effort. But certainly I would encourage people to go attend it. You know, I'd put it on our calendar here's a thing to do, but I'm not sure we want to try to muster up. I think we have other more important things that if someone's going to volunteer, I'd rather have them volunteer. I can only do one event a year. Well, okay, then can you do this one rather than that one? So,
I mean, I am all for, you know, we can put it out there to the membership that, you know, this is what's going on. We're not going to be there, but, you know, this is a event during the winter that if you want to go, you can go. Maybe next year we could entertain going to it.
Yeah, maybe we could say, hey, if anybody's interested, go and report back. How was it? Is it something we should consider volunteering for next year and having a, I don't know, is it a tent? Aren't they in buildings because it's winter?
They are in buildings. But apparently it's also something that goes on around the town too. So
around the town. Yeah.
So it's all over the place. So do we want to say we not do it this year, maybe next year?
I agree with you, not this year, maybe next year, but I have a question about the early registration deadline. Is that for participating or for, discounted tickets?
That's for participating. So basically they need to know if you're going to be.
Okay.
So you have table space or a spot.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, because the reason I was going to say is, you know, when we put it out there, we can say, hey, by the way, you know, there, you get discounted tickets if you
get. They didn't mention anything about. Yeah. She didn't mention anything about discounted tickets when she brought her by. She just said that it'd be a discounted, registration for us to have a table there.
Okay. Yeah. My two cents is no net this year.
Okay. So we're all in agreement then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let's see, we got Hogmanay. I've got this on the old business just because we'll be adding things onto it as we go along. We have the space. We need to find a caterer. We have a meeting. Is that next Monday?
Yes, Hogmanay. We meet at the church for our Hogmanay board meeting, our committee meeting. Sorry.
Yes. And if anybody would like to help out on a committee, just let, you know, Dawn and I know. And, you know, you can come to the meetings.
Out, yeah.
More the merrier.
It's hard for, we can't make it on a Monday night, but, you know, we'll be happy to help.
Okay.
Awesome. You know, if there's things that we can do that, but we just can't be at the meeting.
I understand that. Okay. Sure. Going down. Yep. Tartan Day. I have that on here because we were going to just, yes. So, okay. John, there you go.
I would like to talk about that along with the SASM concert series.
Okay, they're right, one after the other. So we'll just lump them together for now.
Right. So I reached out to Jenny and Patrick Joy. And well, as you guys probably, at least I saw, I know Mary Ann and Bill saw that they did renew this year. So they're members again.
Yeah.
And the subject of Tartan Day came up as to, you know, I've mentioned about the SASM concert series and that I, you know, would like some their help because that was part of why they joined up initially is to help out with the I'm going to drop the F bomb. They were going to help with the entertainment for the festivals, and then we stopped doing that. But they would love to help out with the concert series, and it was specifically asked if we're going to have a Tartan Day event. And I said, well, I don't know. We're discussing that next year's events right now anyway. So I'll broach that. And, Marianne, I think she responded to you as well about, having a Tartan Day. And, she strongly recommended that we do have it and it become a regular event. And I think, based on my discussion with her, that it would be more in line like a concert, part of the concert series. I'm not sure yet. I'd have to talk to her more because she's willing to help and I'm willing to accept it. So right now I would like to pursue the spring concert series / Tartan Day, whether they be the same or two separate events, to be determined, but I would like to pursue that.
And I was ready for the F-bomb.
I think it's a good idea to pursue the concert series. And I think it's a good idea to try to sync it up with Tartan Day, maybe in April or maybe late April or early May. You know, it doesn't. There are so many things going on in the area for Tartan Day, and they were very careful last year that it did not conflict with any of those things, that there was no competition for the concert and all of the other things going on. And that, you know, that was good. So we would want to be sure we don't put the concert, whatever day it is, on a day that conflicts with major Tartan Day activities. So maybe it might be a delayed Tartan Day concert, or maybe it's just the spring Scottish concert. And we do, oh, by the way, here's some things about Scotland and Tartan Day. But I think we should, you know, endorse John going ahead and start planning, because it's the time to get started.
I just wanted to add a little context that Karen was over the top that it had to be on Tartan Day itself. It couldn't be that Saturday. It had to be on Tartan Day.
And
kind of reading between the lines from the Joy's emails, which Marianne shared with me, they seem to be of a similar state of mind. So I just wanted to mention that, because that could be a sensitive topic that would, you know, cause them grief if we, you know, we're veering off that day. So if we're going to think about that, we should probably be prepared in advance to socialize that with them. Just a little context. So I'll back out of this.
No, that's a good point, and it's good to know where the landmines are. Appreciate that.
So let me throw out the other part of this was, as they were planning, because I was involved in some of the initial planning, when the committee actually got together, there were two of the committee members that said, let's not have it on the 6th. Let's have it on the 10th, which was that Saturday. At that point, they could not get the venue for the same price. The price started creeping up, and they couldn't get their performers to change to that Saturday. So there was already discussion in that committee. I don't know who they were, but there were two people who were pushing for the weekend, not the day of. But they couldn't change it because the price went up and they couldn't get the performers, because they had already been arranged by someone prior to the committee agreeing on the date. So they had some consternation before all the other consternation.
Okay.
So another just data point for you.
Okay.
And April 6th is a Thursday next year.
Okay. Do we know some of the other local groups that did they have they already started planning their Tartan Day events that we could have like dates?
The Washington DC St. Andrew Society always does the major stuff. I haven't looked on their website yet or the Tartan Day Committee website, because that's a separate, that's a whole separate thing. But that whole Washington group usually has the dates outlined fairly early, but I haven't looked yet. So
yeah, I still want to conflict.
Yeah, they almost always have stuff on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are you looking, Bill? So anyway, but that's just, you know, something to be aware of.
What were the other groups? Did Sam's have something?
No, Sam's was actually interested in working with us on something. And that was poo-pooed.
So, well, we have a new group.
I know. I'm just giving you background.
Oh, yeah. No. I totally understand that.
So I think they would be very interested. But the big elephant is the Washington DC group and the Tartan Day Committee, which is its own entity. They're the ones that do the big stuff. I don't know of many other small things around because most people go to the big stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'll research that and possibly touch base with Sam's. I'll need help with that.
I'm not immediately finding anything they've got up for 2023.
Okay.
So if we go ahead and plan it and publish it, then they're stepping on us. Is that what you're saying, Bill?
Yeah, you've met those guys. I'm sure they'd see it that way.
Stepping on us like an ant.
Yeah. But I think we ought to get going on it and see what we come up with. So, you know, and John, if you need any background or help, you know, just give me a holler.
Okay, great. And I will also start coming up with an idea for the spring concert of the country series. We talked about a spring and a fall. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I believe somebody else volunteered to head up the fall one.
Yeah. And, in between my trips to Italia.
Yeah. Very good. Either way, we'll figure it out. Okay. Great. So my next question is, at what level do we want to have these concert series? Do we want to have vendors? Do we want to have, obviously we want to have some music. I'm not thinking headline bands, because headline bands cost a whole lot of money, and I'm not sure if we could support that.
Okay.
There's plenty of local talent, as I found, you know, at the with the festival as the entertainment coordinator. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. We can have two or three local bands for the same price or less than one headline band.
Okay.
And I think that would put up a better concert.
Okay.
But thoughts on vendors?
I think we had discussed maybe having a couple vendors if they wanted to set up. But I'm...
Are we still thinking... I'm sorry, there's a delay on my part. I don't mean to interrupt. Are we still thinking we're going to be at FCC?
Oh, that's Tartan. No, this the concert series is going to be Where, someplace. I'm not sure yet where.
Okay. Only because the way FCC's hall is set up, that that open hall would be a great place for small tables for vendors. Either that or we could talk to them about possibly putting aside. But that's just me spitballing, so ignore okay. me.
Well, we could definitely pursue that for Tartan Day, because that relationship has already been established for Tartan Day.
Yeah.
If we want to have that for the concert series, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I would like to spread out or explore other avenues as well.
Mm-hmm. So, John, are you thinking indoor concerts or outdoor concerts?
Outdoor.
Well, Woodsboro Hall, remember, just built a bandstand. So they used to have a Woodsboro Day. Well, they Woodsboro Days, but we used to have a big fair over here. So there's parking spaces and fire halls and churches. And now they've built a bandstand for bands. So and there's restrooms already there. Just again, throwing out a thought.
Yeah. And so, another thing, with a venue like that, obviously it would be difficult to control the, who attends. What I've seen in Westminster for their concert series, now that's run by the city of Westminster, I think. But they actually pass the bucket for donations throughout the crowd, in the middle of the concert. So, it's worth a try.
See, okay.
I mean, if it pays for the bands, then yeah, and we get a zero profit, but we get a lot of exposure. That's not a bad thing, in my mind. So my goal is to break even, and maybe make a little bit more, but. I don't see the concert series, unless we can control the patrons coming in, like we could at Frederick Community College. Mm-hmm. Then, I don't see it as a any real moneymaker, but definitely I would want to break even.
Okay. I mean, there's definite possibility with that. It's just, hoping people put money in the bucket.
Right, right. Well, you obviously want to seed it with a $100 bill, right? See who takes change.
Yeah. Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
Just a quick question. Is the bandstand covered? So the musicians are protected from the weather, even though the audience might not be. I don't know. Generally, bandstands are, but I don't want to make any assumptions. And I don't have a problem with combining the, whatever the Scottish Spring concert or whatever the heck it's going to be. Again, make it Scottish themed or, Celtic themed. And even if it isn't on Tartan Day or Tartan Day weekend, maybe it's the next weekend or the following weekend. It can still celebrate Tartan Day.
Yeah.
You also don't want to conflict with the big stuff going on in New York City. And that's a whole Tartan week.
Yes.
Right. Right. Again, if they don't have it published, then they're stepping on our toes, right?
Yep. Hey, Don, is the bandstand covered? Where a band would perform, is it covered?
You asked me that. Let me double check. I'll go down and take a picture of it tomorrow when I'm walking the dog. I don't think I've noticed.
Okay.
Run over right now. See what it looks like.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of it and I'll send it to you all.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't want anybody getting electrocuted in the rain.
No.
Absolutely. I agree.
So that's my thoughts on Tartan Day and SASM concert series.
Okay. I think you should, you know, start moving on it.
Proceed?
Yeah.
I got,
yes.
So I got board approval for that?
I.
I got one.
Two.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. So we've talked about Tartan Day. Do we discuss enough on the concert series for now?
I think so.
Okay. The next thing we got here, we tabled until everybody was with us, are society cards. So we've all been thinking we need to have a backup plan if Valerie and
Vivian.
Yes, Vivian Borton are unable to do cards.
Oh.
So what we talked about last time was, you know, they've been doing this since the beginning of the society, and it's always an issue communicating. You know, I usually find out who has passed, and I send a request. I never get an answer on an email if they did anything. I have had to go back and, you know, just ask, did you get a card? And other people are getting cards. We always send Christmas cards to other societies and to the members. And then over the past 3 years, we've sent cards for different reasons. But my concern is two things. One, we don't have a backup plan. And if they decide not to do it anymore for whatever reason, we don't have a plan. And none of this is written down. It's all just in various people's heads. So last time we talked about, well, maybe we could make up some cards ourselves, and maybe that falls under the membership director, because usually we find out who's passed or whatever, and then have that be done as an add-on to the membership director. We talked about just buying cards from them, because they make these beautiful cards. That way we're supporting the Scottish Country Dance of Frederick Scottish Country Dancers. So we buy a dozen cards or whatever every year, whatever, and we have them, and then we mail them. And so we're still supporting them, because right now they've never sent us any invoices or asked us to reimburse for the cards, for the, you know, sympathy cards. The mm-hmm. only thing they do is when we ask them to send the Christmas cards or other types of mass bulk cards, we do pay for the paper and the postage and the envelopes. So again, it's kind of wishy-washy, and you know, I just don't like people to be surprised with, oh, now we're doing this, not doing this. So just wanted to open it up for, what do you think we should do? Don't all jump in at one time.
I had to unmute. We actually did get a card. Thank you very much. My thought would, you know, maybe support them by buying the cards, but then would that be the membership director's job to make sure they get mailed out, or would that be the secretary's, or the vice president, or the president, not the treasurer?
I guess it depends on how many Texas two steps you want to do. Because every time I ask for a card, I have to send them the most current address, and, you know, mm-hmm. so, and of course, everybody has the membership list. So everybody, yes. Every officer has the current thing. So it doesn't matter to me who does it. It just has sort of fallen to, I've done it just because I've been sort of the connective tissue here. And then I keep track of it for the AGM, because it's a member yes. thing. So I keep track mm-hmm. of all of them for the AGM and make the slide for the AGM. But the membership director doesn't have to do that. That could be whoever you want. It just seemed to me a logical membership thing. But I don't care. I'm happy to do it and I'm happy not to do it. So.
Yeah,
I agree that I think it would fall under the membership director position along with the other correspondence that you do as the membership director.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to just say, hey, I think it should be that person.
Well, yeah, because the membership director also has, I mean, you do have quite a few duties. I mean,
this is of all of us other than Treasurer John. Well, and I'm speaking for me, membership has a lot of responsibilities. Not that they're not being done or not that they're not done well, but it seems like an awful lot. What do I do? I type up some meetings every month. I mean, there's nothing else that I do. And I could list 1,000 things that Marianne and, of course, for the 6 years prior, Jackie did. So is this something we can easily stick under either secretary or vice president? I'm going to say yes. That's my opinion.
So part of this is also to write up something. Write up a go by, write up guidelines, something so we mm-hmm. have this in writing.
Sure.
To so that it's not a question next year or the year after.
This is part of the job. Right. This is part of the job, and here's your responsibility, and here's some detail, here's some bullet points. Sounds reasonable.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Dawn and Laurie, would you two be willing to work together to put together a I don't want to use the word policy, but a procedure for getting cards out to the members for, you know, life events absolutely. And stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I can work with Lori. Glad to. And we'll put something together. Lori and I can we'll chat, we'll put something together, and you know, I guess then it's just a matter of is it secretary or is it vice president, uh-huh. which one of our positions should it fall under? That's right. I guess up to everybody. I'm glad to say it's kind of a secretarial thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Lori. I mean, I'll say, you know, yes, it's for the secretary to do it, but maybe Lori mm-hmm. feels differently and says, maybe that could be my responsibility. Have at it.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to put the ball in.
So why don't we? Why don't I propose that Lori and I meet separately? We'll mm-hmm. chat. We'll put together what our thoughts are as far as the cards are concerned. How do we buy them? Who do we send them mm-hmm. to? When do we send them? And then how at the AGM we present, or even monthly we present, maybe whose cards we sent out. We'll put a bullet point together.
Okay.
She and I can discuss our recommendation as to who's. That way, moving forward after elections in November, it's actually assigned to this is part of your duties. Does that sound good, Lori?
Yep.
Okay. Do you think you could have this something together by the next board meeting?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we'll look and see what you have to say at the next meeting.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So, I want to add one more thing to that. We have to, I think, tread lightly that we don't step on Valerie's toes, too.
Oh, no, I understand that, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she would like to, I mean, we give her the money for the cards. I mean, they use a stamp that just says St. Andrew's Society of Mid-Maryland. Right. So. I mean, at least everything I ever got, except that Dorothy sent me, was just a stamp on the inside.
Okay.
So, I mean, it would be less work for her, but she's still benefiting because we're buying her cards.
Right. So, but also her as a founding member of the society, you know, just like Bill pointed out with me, you know, Let's look where the landlines might be.
Yes. No, and I agree with that. If she, I mean, she likes doing that. That's perfectly fine. Excuse me, I just got water everywhere. So, all right. So, yeah. put something together. We'll talk about it at the next board meeting about thoughts, process, that type of thing. So let's move on. So it was brought to our attention, the West Virginia Wild and Wonderful Celtic Festival and Highland Games on June 17th of 2023. Is that something, where about is that?
It's, I'm trying to remember the location. This second, I have to go pull it up. Of course, I made you all go away. Now I can't find it.
I think it's out like south of Cumberland. So it's pretty far out west, but it's not, oh. I mean, not crazy, but it's not right at the border, not at the Maryland border either.
No, it's a little further in. I was trying to think it was like 2 or 3 hours out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kind of like going to either to Southern Maryland or down to the other, the Richmond games.
Yes. Now, is this something?
It's a new game. They're just starting. And, you know, I just wanted to throw it out there. Again, we can just put it on our calendar for people to go. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a booth. It doesn't, there's no cost of registration. So.
Okay. Well, do we want to put a placeholder of maybe possibly going as a society?
Can I hear the dates again?
June 17th is what I have written down here.
Yes, it's June. I think it's the third week of June. Third weekend in June.
Yep. Third weekend in June. And it's Saturday, just Saturday, the 17th?
I believe so. When I sent the email, I put a link in it, and I haven't found it yet. Sorry. I'm covering you all up with emails.
I put it on my calendar, so.
I am not sure if there's anything going on and it not.
It is the 17th of June. It's one day, 17th of June. Registration is free. If you want to rent stuff, you can rent it. That's it. That's all they sent. Let's see. It has to be. I was looking for the actual final deadline of registering, and I don't see it.
Okay.
So. But again, we can just, you know, put the date, put it on our calendar, and, you know, if we decide to go, we go. Not, we don't.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Is everybody cool with that?
Mm-hmm.
Just putting it on the calendar for now? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I think that concludes our old business. Meeting's going a little long here. All right, so I sent my report in, and you all should have gotten it. It's really not a whole heck of a lot going on there. Just made a couple trips to the PO box and did send Nancy Battershire her incorrect check back. Laurie, you said you had no report because you weren't here last month. Do you have anything you want to say or anything like that?
No.
Okay. John, I know you sent some stuff in.
So, the treasurer's report. Okay, there we go. We have money. We spent more money than we took in. And the total number is $75,129.26 combined with what's in the bank, with what's in PayPal, and what hasn't been posted yet. But anyway, But I do have one other item, which is bad news. So I spoke with Jeff Bryan, and, you know, in previous meetings, I mentioned about the 990s being rejected by the IRS. Well, the IRS rejected them apparently because we didn't have a nonprofit status. So technically, we are not a charity organization at this moment. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what I need to do, I need to sign basically a 990 that got rejected. And so Jeff can send it back. And we have to refile. He's going to refile for us as a for-profit organization, which means we're going to have to pay back taxes. But his estimate, now I told you $75,000 is what we have. His estimate is about $10,000 for the 3 years worth of back taxes. So it's bad news, but it's not terrible news because it doesn't look like we're going to get hit with penalties.
Okay.
And now once we get all that squared away and caught up, he's also going to refile for our nonprofit status. And then I'm going to talk to him in more detail tomorrow, but whether that will be retroactive for 2021, because we have not filed that yet, filed until November, or if that would be for 2022, I'm not sure. So, but he was not 100% sure on the number for 10,000. He threw that out there as a ballpark. Me being, you know, expect the worst and hope for the best. I talked to him, and basically maybe 15,000. So if that happens, then we have to pay $15,000 worth of back taxes. It's historically, from the society standpoint, that ain't a big deal. We've gone with 5,000 in the bank before and put on festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Bill, for the F-bomb. So I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot me. But that's where we stand as far as the 990s. And so, you know, to wrap it up, summarize, whatever, they have to be refiled as for profit. We're going to pay $10,000 to $15,000 in back taxes and then refile for the at the same time, refile for the nonprofit status once we're caught up. With okay. As far as the IRS is concerned.
So there's no, this is basically our only option.
It is our only option. Now, it's not the doom and gloom that we were told by the previous treasurer. So.
Go ahead. Having tracked this for many years, this is better than what I had seen in prior IRS letters. So if we have to transition to the, you know, for-profit status for, you know, those 3 or 4 years that we did not file properly, it's not as bad as it could have been. I think I would just want to know also how much Jeff thinks it will take to pay him to get the work done. Because I don't know if it's a major project for him or a smaller project. So somewhere in your conversation, if you could just get an estimate or an idea, are we talking, you know, how many thousands of dollars are we talking to have this done? Okay. It has to be done. I'm not saying that at all, because we have to continue. But in addition to the back taxes, what is the cost going to be? And now that we have Jeff, and now that we have John, you know, this solves the problem we've that we've and, had for the past 3-4 years.
Yes. And thankfully we do have money in the bank.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
Not like, so
not like we have to figure out.
And you know, the other thing is the same message is gonna have to be presented at the AGM. I will do it.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm going to make it a point not to make
point fingers.
I'm not going to point fingers anywhere, mm-hmm. But it's a matter of, okay, we're going to fix it and we're going to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's going to be my bottom line story. And, you know, we're going to move forward and this is how we're going to move forward.
Okay. I mean, I think we should move forward. We want to get this. I mean, we really need to get this put to bed because we've been dealing with it for a while now. And yeah. It's something I hate dragging it along.
Yeah. So. Yep. So, yeah, I'm going to talk with Jeff in more detail tomorrow because I was in the car when I talked to him today.
Okay. Just keep us in the loop.
Yeah, I'm going to be sending out emails, updates before the next board meeting to everybody. Okay. Just because it is so important that we need to get it squared away.
Thank you, John.
Thanks. Thank you. I was just getting ready to ask you about if you had spoken to Jeff. I had that down here on my notes. So you got there before me. All right. So if you don't have anything else, John, we will move on to Mary Ann. Do you have anything else?
Other than bad news?
No, I don't have any bad news. And you can all read my report. After the last reminder, we got 3 more people to renew. And on the 15th, I will send out the you are done. You have expired and we've moved you to the friends list. And the only other thing is last year, the Scottish American Military Society National, the headquarters group, asked SASM to count their votes. In their bylaws, they talk about having a third party organization count their ballots. And we were asked again to do it. So, you know, Bill and I will do that again. Not a problem. We've already set that in motion. So just wanted to let you know that, you know, we have a partnership with them. We do things with them. And I think that they would be very interested in working with us on other things, Tartan Day, whatever we come up with. So, but that's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you for doing that. No worries. Bill sent his report in. Do you have anything else to add?
No, only news is Facebook once again denied us changing the name of the festival website. And frankly, this is just using the F-bomb again here, John. If we're thinking about doing this concert series, maybe we want to keep the Facebook festival site and rename it to something maybe without an F in it. But that might be easier than merging the websites, as long as we did it such that it was clear for the, you know, the new Maryland Celtic Festival to ask us to do it. But if we're actually going to do a spring Tartan Day and or concert series, might want to keep that Facebook site separate. So it might be a blessing that Facebook's denied us. Just thinking out loud. So.
I think that's a great idea, Bill, just to change. Just we can go into Facebook and change the name.
Well, I've been trying to do that. I've been trying to change it to St. Andrews. And it's not been letting.
Can follow us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think if it's okay with the board, I won't take any aggressive action with Facebook to make some changes. You know, we've got a few months here before the Maryland Celtic Festival is going to start, or the Carroll County Celtic Festival is going to start hammering on us again. So let's wait and see what John puts together and kind of roll from there.
Yeah, we can have our second Facebook page, you know, a rebranding of St. Andrew's Society, the fun side, you know? So
the fun side.
Yeah, the other F word, right.
Yes. All right. Okay, so that's all of our reports. So we're gonna move on to new business. The first thing I had on there is the Distinguished Service Award for the AGM. And Miss Laurie, that falls under the, other than carrying the haggis at the AGM, that falls under the Vice President. I could send you, unless Marianne has it, I have an email that was sent out in 2019 asking for nominations for the Distinguished Service Award. And basically, you're going to need to, you're going to ask the membership for anybody who wants, who they think would be good for the Distinguished Service Award. And let me see. I think you will have a committee with you, I believe.
Jackie?
Yes,
ma'am. You want me to just send the policy and procedure along with the email templates that we've used in the past? So we get a package.
That would be information. Fine. You can do that, yes. And well, so
just
our
because
AGM...
I happen to have it. I don't know who else has it.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking and I was not finding it.
Right. So this is one of those things that gets blurred between membership and secretary. So I will send it to everyone. So okay. Everyone has it. And then, you know, but we established that the vice president would, you know, be the person handling it.
Yeah.
But I'll send everybody everything. So we all have, we're all on the same sheet of music.
All right.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. So I've mentioned that, and Marianne's going to send the information to everybody. But Laurie, you are in charge of the Distinguished Service Award. So the next thing, I was looking through the, as I was looking, getting my stuff together for the meeting, I was looking through the bylaws, and technically we're supposed to set up an election committee 90 days before the AGM. So we're actually 10 days behind, I guess. So we're going to need to set up an election committee for elections. So I would need to do that pretty darn fast too. Does anybody know of anybody who may want to be on the election committee?
Lynn Mullins.
She's not here. No comment.
Good.
Dorothy's back in town, right? She's always a good one to have there.
Dorothy, yeah.
Is she back in town already?
She can talk people into agreeing to run.
Anything, yeah.
All right. So, all right. I will email Dorothy and ask her if she would like to be on the election committee.
This is a good one to get people on who are not involved with anything, because it can all be done by email. They don't yes. have to, they can meet via Zoom. And I think this is one where you really have to explain to people it's a small but important task. It doesn't take much time. It's not like planning the F word for a year yeah. plus planning. And so, you know, maybe give Dorothy some suggestions of some new people that she could encourage.
Okay. No problem. And let me see what else. So question is anybody here planning to run again?
Or run away or run again?
I know. Does anybody want to continue on past December 31st?
I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in.
Now, I saw that shake of the head there, Dawn. Miss Laurie, would you like to?
I said I just fill in.
No? Okay. Well, I'll be thinking hard.
Hey, Dawn?
Yes?
You said you're not in?
No.
And you just volunteered the secretary to do all this other stuff with the cards. Jeez.
I said, Laurie and I are going to decide, is it vice president or would it be secretary?
Okay. No problems. All right. So I will get that email out to Dorothy and see if she would see if she can find. I'll suggest some people, but then also, you know, see if she has anybody that she thinks.
Yeah, you can have Dorothy talk to Dawn. That'd probably be pretty effective. We love you, Dawn.
Yes, I seem to remember Dawn going, Jackie, you'd be a great vice president. And I'm like, Dawn, but yeah, Dawn, yes.
Yeah, and you've been vice president. Now you're a great president.
Dawn made an awesome suggestion there. We're all with her. Absolutely.
So, all right. So I'll get working on that so we can have that. Yeah, so we got to get that moving. So, Dawn, you wanted to talk about book club and movie night?
Sure. So, well, we have movie night already planned. That is on Saturday, November 5th.
Which our meeting is right before that.
It's a Welsh themed. What? Say again? What is?
Our board meeting is on that evening also. Remember, we're having the board meeting before the movie night.
Yep, and it's at my house. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. So it is a board meeting, then a Welsh themed dinner, followed by the movie, the Potato Peel Literary. Shoot, I can never say the whole name. The Guernsey Potato Peel Pie and Literary Society. All right. Something along that. Anyway, that's the movie. Okay.
All right.
I'll send you Miriam's. All right. Can send it out if Great. You don't have the real title.
Okay.
We just need to pick a date, Jackie, for book club in October and pull a book. So I've got a whole little can full of books, but if we can just pick a date in October, we could get it going.
All right. I'll have to look and see when I'm available.
Okay. Do that. And then we'll get that up and running again.
I was going to send out the fall calendar, but I'll wait to hear from you on the October date for the book club.
Okay.
Jackie and I will get this done tomorrow, right?
Okay, no worries. Jackie. I just wanted to let you know I was working on it. So, yeah. And I got spaces held. So.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
All right. So, does anybody have anything else?
Mm-mm.
No?
A Hogmanay meeting is Monday. That's the first meeting. We're going to go to the hall. And so if anybody wants me to take pictures regarding the AGM, I'm glad to do a video or something and send it to, Jackie's going to be there, but if you need something like that, just ask me. I'm glad to do it. Anybody else interested in participating? We do have a couple new members this year. Not new members, but people who have volunteered to be on the committee, which I'm really excited about. New blood is always good.
Good. All right, then. So I guess if nobody has anything else, I guess we could adjourn.
Great.
Thanks for adjourn.
It's 8:07.
Great.
That wasn't too bad.
No, that was great. Nice job.
All right.
Quick and... John, can you tell me how to get access to this off the group, and I'll use this to type up the minute meetings and minutes.
Marianne has it.
Or Marianne.
Yeah, I'm going to stop the recording, and then I'll figure out how to send it to you or give you access.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. See you everybody later.
Thanks, everybody.
Right. Bye, guys.
Lori, I...